With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana will start lifting its stay-at-home order Sunday as some counties across the state consider their own plans for what reopening will look like. This comes nearly a month after the restrictions were put in place to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. More than 440 confirmed cases of the COVID-19 illness have been reported in Montana, with 325 people now recovered from the virus. 14 people have died from the illness, and 12 are currently hospitalized. Governor Steve Bullock said this afternoon, entering a phased reopening of the state does not mean everything is back to normal.
As we head into the weekend and the beginning of phase one, I'd like to reiterate how important it is that Montanans continue to go to great lengths to protect themselves and one another in these coming weeks.
Phase one means that starting Sunday, the stay-at-home order is lifted for individuals, but groups of 10 people are still discouraged, while continued social distancing and frequent hand-washing are encouraged. Retail businesses can open Monday, albeit with health checks for workers and guidance on keeping space between customers. Bars and restaurants can reopen May 4th under new guidelines. Schools can reopen May 7th. Vulnerable individuals are still encouraged by public health officials to follow stay-at-home guidance. Missoula health officials, however, are taking advantage of the order's stipulation, allowing local governments to take a harder line. Missoula City and County Health Officer Aaron Leahy today said Bullock's directives may be a good fit for some communities, but not for Missoula. The county health officer issued Missoula's own reopening order today, impacting group size gathering and some business openings. Missoula officials say they still don't have adequate testing capacity and don't want to risk an unnecessary spike in cases by moving too quickly. During Missoula's first reopening phase, all county events and gatherings, including the local farmers market, will be limited to 25 people or fewer, and all must maintain 6-foot social distancing. All local salons, massage, piercing, and spa services remain closed until further notice. Under the Missoula order created today, retail businesses can only reopen Monday for delivery or curbside pickup. Those businesses will be able to reopen for in-store traffic May 1st only if they limit customer numbers, provide clear social distancing plans, and develop staff health screening measures. Four of Montana's 5 gubernatorial candidates are scheduled to participate in a virtual debate on Saturday, sponsored by the Montana Farmers Union. The debates, one for each major party, will be taped Saturday afternoon and aired at 7 p.m. on SWX channels. Missoula businesswoman Whitney Williams and Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney will debate for the Democrats, while Attorney General Tim Fox and State Senator Al Olszewski of Kalispell will participate in the Republican debate. Republican U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte declined to participate, citing a scheduling conflict. The debate will focus on agriculture, including topics like country of origin labeling, healthcare, and COVID-19 as it relates to Montana farmers. University of Montana researchers are working on a vaccination for COVID-19. Nick Mott reports.
The Center for Translational Medicine at UM received $2.5 million in funding for the research from the National Institutes of Health. Jay Evans, the director of the center, says the lab develops vaccines for the flu, tuberculosis, and deadly opioids like fentanyl. He says there's always a sense of urgency to the work they do, but coronavirus means even more immediacy.
You're coming into work every day in the midst of this shutdown. It's important to know that you're doing it for a reason.
The 40-person lab specializes in ingredients in vaccines that stimulate the immune system. In this case, the team only needs a part of the coronavirus to work their magic. They're trying to find a way to stop the part of the virus, called a spike protein, that's in charge of clinging on to human cells.
So if you can block that interaction with an antibody, you can stop that person from getting infected.
But coronavirus also means lab members are taking additional safety measures while working on the vaccine. Only about a dozen people are allowed in the lab at one time, and as many team members are working from home as possible. The lab is also working with Mount Sinai Hospital in New York and Boston Children's Hospital. Evans expects a years-long process to get from lab testing to manufacturing a vaccine at scale, including as long as 1.5 years to enter the first phase of clinical trials. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.
Attorneys for the state have urged a Montana judge to reject a proposal seeking permission to collect signatures electronically for a recreational marijuana ballot initiative. The New Approach Montana lawsuit argues state measures to stem the spread of coronavirus have impeded the group's ability to collect signatures. The Missoulian reports that state attorneys argue the proposal did not present enough evidence of voter fraud prevention and that the matter should be taken up with the executive or legislative branches. New Approach seeks to legalize marijuana use for those 21 and older. The group has already contracted with a third-party company, DocuSign Inc., to collect signatures remotely. The campaign needs to secure 25,468 signatures for the ballot initiative and 50,936 signatures for the constitutional amendment to appear before voters. A judge has scheduled a telephone hearing for next Tuesday. Thanks for listening. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.